Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. In the second part of a two-part series, I'm talking with Waco students and faculty about the esports arena that recently opened at Waco High School. First, I talked to Waco students Mackenzie Vredenberg and Grace Fort about the esports arena.
How did you both get involved with esports?
Well, I was in it in the beginning, and then he started pushing out flyers, and we got, like, new equipment before. It wasn't as new. And then everyone started joining, and I'm, like, thinking, yeah, let's join it.
And were you guys into esports or video games much before joining?
Yeah.
A little
bit. We didn't play it as much, though.
Yeah. And which game do you like to play the most?
Fortnite.
Okay, I don't know about that one. Can you tell me a little bit about what that game's about?
Well, pretty much, you can either choose duel or teams, but you start as one person, there's 100 other people, and you're trying to kill every single one, so that you're the last one left, and then if you go, and then, like, there's houses that you can build in it, and yeah. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. What do you like about being a part of the esports arena?
You definitely meet a lot of new friends.
Yeah. And you get to join people with that you probably wouldn't usually talk to or join.
True. I mean, you got the junior high with the high school. Is it interesting having that dynamic of so many ages?
Yeah, definitely different.
What do you think are the other opinions of people who aren't a part of this, who don't know about it here at Waco? Are they curious about it?
I definitely encourage them to join. Like, they say, like, what do you do in it? And I say, pretty much, you're just having fun and you're playing video games and you're interacting with each other, just online.
Yeah. What would you say you think is the value or what's good about playing video games?
Well, I think the one thing that you get, you definitely work out your fingers. That's what I tell my mom.
I then talked with technology coach Drew Arrett about the esports arena and innovation lab.
In addition to the financial support from the Riverboat grant and the remaining funds that came from the district, it's really been support from students and staff that have made it possible. We've had no outside contractors at all come in and help. So it's all been done by either Waco staff and students. And really the majority of it has been student done with staff members like myself kind of supervising and teaching and helping learn. So esports members did pretty much all of, like, the painting and those things, and then industrial tech students have done, you know, built our island in the middle here, and then they're doing all of the metal trim that you see going up around the room. So all staff and student done.
Yeah. And how long has the lab been operational? Kids been able to play here?
I'd say it's been semi-operational for about a month, really. We've had students in here, but it's been kind of hit or miss. We're still figuring out how to keep everything running smoothly. A lot of the games need to update often and things like that. So I've had students helping me figure out how we can make it run efficiently and make sure we can get students, you know, playing when they're ready to play and creating when they're ready to create.
When will this kind of start becoming competitive for Waco?
I'd say we probably won't be competitive until next year. The league that we participate in, the High School Star League, it runs seasons in the spring and fall for various games. This year, we kind of missed the window to join, but that's okay because I think what we want to do is just have students explore different games, see where their interests lie, see where they're, you know, what games they naturally kind of gravitate towards to and have talent for, and then we'll develop those skills. And then next year, we hope to have teams competing in Overwatch, Rocket League, League of Legends, and maybe a couple of other games too.
Mm-hmm. What is it that you're trying to teach or instill in the kids, you know, with having the esports arena?
I think if you can see, like, most of these guys, we look around, the lab's full. We've got about 25 kids in here right now. None of them are playing by themselves. So they're all playing on teams with each other. They're talking to each other. They're building strategies. They're problem solving. They're communicating. So it's really about providing another opportunity for students to get that team setting and really be a part of something bigger than themselves and learn those cooperation and communication skills.
And this is open to 7th through 12th grade?
7th through 12th grade, yeah. Now, students won't be able to participate in, like, competition until they're in high school, but we still encourage them to come in and get some experience in here.
And how
How many people would you say are, how many students are a part of this?
It's kind of hard to say at this point. I don't have a number pinned down because we've had a big influx here since we've kind of really gotten things up and running. But I would say that interest of students, we've got about 25 here today. I'd say that overall we probably have close to, you know, maybe 40 students that are expressing interest in some way, shape, or another.
Has that exceeded your expectations for the lab?
Yeah, I'd say it definitely has. I mean, when we plan the lab, we plan to have 27 computers in the lab. We thought, oh, that'd be, you know, more than enough, and we're finding that maybe it's not. So, well, that's a good problem to have, and we're having to get creative with how we schedule students playing. And like, as you can see today, students are kind of swapping in and out, but they've been great about that and encouraging each other, and which is another, you know, just skill that they're developing.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Waco students Mackenzie Vredenberg and Grace Fort and technology coach Drew Arrett about the eSports arena that opened at Waco High School. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.